This is the BBC News. I'm Nick Kelly. A top Honduran businessman and four-time presidential candidate, Jaime Ronaldo Rosenthal, has been charged in the United States with drug trafficking and money laundering. Leonardo Rocha has more.
The U.S. Treasury Department said the three men made illegal money transfers for international drug cartels operating across Central America. They come from one of the wealthiest and most influential families in Honduras. Jaime Rolando Rosenthal is the head of the powerful Continental Group, which owns a bank, a newspaper, and a number of other businesses. His son, Yanni, is a high-profile politician, and his nephew, Yankel, served as Minister of Investment until June. He's made his name in Honduras as president of Marathon, one of the country's biggest football clubs.
A Brazilian court has ruled that President Dilma Rousseff broke the law in her management of last year's budget accounts. The government was accused of borrowing money illegally from state banks to make up for shortfalls in the federal budget. The opposition say the court's decision paves the way for an impeachment process against President Rousseff, who was re-elected less than a year ago. The lawyers for the president of FIFA, Sepp Blatter, say he has not been notified of any action by the organization's ethics committee to provisionally suspend him. He is accused of signing a contract unfavorable to football's governing body and making a $2 million payment to the president of UEFA, Michel Platini. Mr. Blatter denies any wrongdoing. Richard Conway reports.
The fates of both Sepp Blatter, the FIFA president since 1998, and Michel Platini, the man who wants to succeed him, now hang in the balance. FIFA's ethics committee is said to have requested Mr. Blatter be provisionally suspended for 90 days, given he is the subject of a Swiss criminal inquiry. There are reports that Mr. Platini, who was questioned on the same day as Mr. Blatter, will also be suspended, a decision which would prevent him from standing as a candidate in next February's FIFA election.
The international medical charity MSF has reiterated its demand for an independent investigation into the US airstrike on its hospital in Afghanistan, despite a personal apology by President Obama. MSF said the bombing in Kunduz on Saturday must be investigated by an international fact-finding commission under the Geneva Conventions. The charity said it couldn't rely on internal probes by the US, NATO or Afghanistan. Earlier, President Obama telephoned the head of MSF to apologise for what he described as a mistaken airstrike, which killed 22 staff and patients. A spokesman for the UN Secretary-General says that rebel forces in Yemen have agreed to stop fighting. Stéphane Dujarric said that the Houthi rebels had accepted a UN Security Council resolution aimed at ending the conflict, which has devastated Yemen in the past 6 months. World News from the BBC. The head of Volkswagen in the United States is expected to apologize to Congress when he appears on Thursday to answer questions about the scandal concerning rigged engine emissions tests. In testimony submitted in advance of his appearance, Michael Horn said he only found out about the cheating software over the past several weeks. A simple blood test, refined by researchers in Scotland and the United States, could rule out a diagnosis of a heart attack for a majority of people attending hospital because of chest pains. Dominic Hughes has more.
Chest pains can be a symptom of heart problems, but they can also have other causes. A blood test which detects high levels of the protein troponin can confirm a heart attack has taken place. But now research carried out in Scotland and the United States has led to the development of a much more sensitive troponin test that means many more patients could be quickly reassured their chest pain is nothing to worry about. The next step is studying the results of a wider clinical trial that involves 26,000 people.
Activists from a British feminist group have disrupted the European premiere of the film Suffragette in London. About a dozen women climbed over railings and lay down on the red carpet, shouting slogans and displaying posters condemning domestic violence. Suffragette describes the struggle to win the vote waged by British women in the first part of the 20th century. Some of the film's stars expressed support for the protest, among them actress Helena Bonham Carter.
This is exactly what the film is promoting. It's like if you have a voice, you know, if you want something to happen, you have the courage to lie down as they are doing and lie down for what you believe in. This is great.
And a group of inmates from a New York prison have beaten Harvard University's prestigious debating team, the top-ranked club in the world. The competition took place last month at the Eastern New York Correctional Facility, a maximum security prison. BBC News.